Ah, Sunflower, by Scott Ennis. Once there was a young girl named Sunflower Jones. She asked her father one day, "Daddy, why am I called Sunflower?" "Well," said her father, "Jones is such a plain last name that I wanted you to have a bright, beautiful name to come before it." "But there's no such thing as a sunflower. There's goldenrod and thistle and clover, but I've never seen a sunflower." "No," said her father, "there's only one sunflower, and that's you." Sunflower lived with her mother and father in the last village of the flower folk, a small people who were cousins to magical fairies and elves, but they had no wings and very little magic of their own. But the flower folk lived a very long time, as long as they didn't fall into the river and drown, or get scooped up by the hungry night owl who thought they were field mice, or any number of other things that make the world dangerous for people who were no taller than a dandelion. And speaking of dandelions, Sunflower Jones loved to make dandelion salad for her mother and dandelion wine for her father. While her father was out harvesting the enormously tall stalks of wheat and corn, and her mother was gathering nuts and seeds to store for the winter, Sunflower Jones would wander not too far from the village and pick dandelion flowers and dandelion leaves. Sometimes she would get one of the older boys to help her pull up the stubborn roots to add to her basket. Then she would run home and prepare a nice dandelion salad for her mother and a glass of dandelion wine for her father. Sunflower loved to do things for her mother and father. They were always doing things for her. She especially liked it when her mother sang her songs about beautiful faraway lands, and when her father told her bedtime stories about fairies and virgin princesses and the journeys of heroes. One autumn day, as Sunflower was out gathering dandelions,